Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. I will praise the Lord all my life. I will sing praises to my God as long as I live. Hi. Welcome to Walking in the Light Ministries. I have just read to you out of the book of Psalms, 146 Psalms, verses 1 and 2. And those verses say, as long as we live, we shall praise the Lord. Oh, I am excited about what God is doing here at Walking in the Light Ministries, because truly God is good. And all the time, God is good. Amen. I'm going to ask you to get your Bibles, that we may go into the Word of God together and just see what the Lord wants to say unto us on this day. Amen. But before we go into the Word, amen, I'm going to ask you to open up your Bibles to the Gospel of John, the first chapter. The Gospel of John, it's in the New Testament, the first chapter. And before we go into the Word, I just want to open up with a little brief word of prayer. Let us pray. Gracious Father, we come now to give you all praise, all glory, and all honor. Oh Lord, you are worthy, because you alone are worthy of all praises, all glory, and all honor. And Father, we just want to thank you right now for your insight into your Word. We want to thank you for rhema that flows from your throne. And Father God, we just want to give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. Father, we ask you right now to open up our eyes that we may see into your Word. Give us ears that we may hear into your Word. And give us a spirit to receive from your Word. For we just not only want to be hearers of the Word, but we want to be doers of the Word. Holy Spirit of the living God, we ask you to have your way in this place. Move like only you can move. And we give all glory to the Father, and to his Son, and to the Holy Spirit. In Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. If you have your Bibles with you, I'm going to ask you to open up in the Bible to the Gospel of John, the first chapter. You know, the last time I was with y'all, we was talking about transforming from darkness into light. We shared some scriptures with you. If you haven't had a chance to listen to that message, I pray that in your time that you go back and listen to that message and ask God to open it up to you. But we're going to move a little further on today, and I'm going to ask you to just look at a few verses with me. And today, we're going to title today's message, is titled, How Do We Live in the Light? How do we live in the light? You know, we were talking about walking in the light, and many today look at that metaphor as a light, or a light that we know of, like a light in a room, or a bright light from headlights, or some type of light that shines back at us. But the light that we're talking about is not a metaphor of a light in a house, or even a car light, or a light of that nature. It's the light of the Word of God. See, Jesus said that I am the light that cometh into the world. He wasn't a light per se metaphor, because back in those days, they didn't have a light bulb like you and I had. They lighted their way through candle or some type of wicker. But he was talking about the Word of God and how he was the light that shines the truth of the Word of God. I'm going to be reading out of the book of John, the first chapter, and I'm going to be looking at the 12th and the 13th verse. And remember, we were talking about today, how do we live in the light? The 12th the first chapter, the 12th verse reads as follows. But as many as received him, that's talking about Jesus, many as received Jesus Christ, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. And verse 13 says, which were not born, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. You see, beloved, God, through his grace, his favor, has given us an avenue, has given us a way and how to walk in the light of his word. He's given us that grace and that favor of how you and I should be walking in that light. You see, that light that God requires you and God requires me to walk in is a light that should be shining in our lives every day. Verse 12 says, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. See, it's when we receive what Jesus Christ has done on the cross for us, and we believe in what Jesus Christ has done on the cross for us, and we receive that knowing that we ourselves was not capable, or no one else is capable of doing what Jesus Christ has done on the cross for us. You see? So we receive Jesus Christ for what he has done on the cross for us, which was he came and died in our place on Calvary's cross. He came and he died for your sins and for mine. You see, and it says, as we receive what Jesus Christ has done, we receive him and believe in what he has done, he gave us the power to become. To become what? To become sons, or we could say come sons and daughters of God. You see? Even to them that believe on his name. The power to become. See, we weren't already there. We had to become this. See, many today have not received Jesus Christ, think they already become to be a son or a daughter of God. But they never have confessed Jesus Christ as being their Lord and their Savior. Many of them today are playing with the things of God and not being sincerely real about them in their own lives. They are not being sincere. You see? But when you receive him, it's like when someone comes up to you and they give you something and you receive that from that person. Prior to you receiving that from that person, you didn't have it before. Most of the time, we don't have what someone gives us. And because this person, because God has given us something, given us his son, we receive his son and what he has done. You do all of this by faith, beloved. You do all of this by faith in what God has done through his son. See, when you do this by faith and you believe in what God has done, believe is simply just trusting in what God has done. See, you got to trust what God has done is the truth. You got to trust what God has done is the right way that you and I should be walking. See, when you trust in this, then you will receive that power that God allows and have for us by his grace for you and I to walk in. And it gives us authority to become sons or daughters of God. Because why? Because even we then now believe on his name. Remember what the angel told the shepherds? That there was a babe born in a manger? And that he come to save the world from their sins. And when you and I believe in what Jesus Christ has done, now here comes this transformation in you, this transformation in me, where we're now able to be called the sons and the daughters of God. See, it's a power that comes upon us and lives on the inside of us that navigates us through this life and the things that surround us in this life, whether good or bad. You see, verse 13 says, which were not born of blood. That's talking about natural birth, you know, when a woman have a child. See, this power can't come to you through a childbirth, you see, nor of the will of the flesh. Man cannot achieve this goal by himself, because the Bible says all have sinned and fallen short of the mark of God. There had to be one who was perfect without any spot or blemish in order to redeem us back to a holy God. You see, that's why Jesus told Nicodemus in John chapter 3 that you must be born again. And Nicodemus said, shall I enter again into my mother's womb? And Jesus told Nicodemus, no, Nicodemus, that's not it. He said, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, but that which is born of the spirit is spirit. Jesus told a woman at the well in John chapter 4, say, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. You see? See, our spirit man on the inside is the one that's been born again. And the spirit man is the one that walks in the light of God's word. The flesh want to take you the way of the flesh, but the spirit man wants to take you the way of God, the way of the spirit, if you have been born again. Nor of the will of the flesh. Man cannot earn salvation. It must be received. Nor of the will of man, but of God. God is the only one that can do this for you. This is a free gift that God has given to all, everyone, man old woman, who believe in what he has done. He then transformed you. He transformed me to walk in the light, to walk in the light of his word. John said in the same chapter, if you look at verse 1, John said, in the beginning was the word. It says, and the word was with God, and the word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. You hear that, beloved? See, in this light is the life of men. Before there was light, the word was with God. The word is the light of God. And as you and I study the word of God, the light then shines so brightly in us that it comes through us. That's why Jesus said, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. What does that mean? It means out of your spirit man, your inner man, shall flow the rivers of true life, of true light that shines ever so brightly in a dark world. See, this world does not know how to give us true light. We can only receive true light from God. And as you and I are born again, then that light shines on the inside of us. And when that light shines on the inside of us, it's not something that you did or something that I did. It is the word of God that lives on the inside of us, that flows out of us, that tells us, hey, you don't want to turn left, you want to turn right. You don't want to go down that road, you want to turn and go down this road. You don't want to do this thing, you want to do that thing. See? What I'm trying to say to you today, beloved, when we study the word of God and we have confessed Jesus Christ as our Lord and our Savior, and the transformation happens to us, now we're becoming. It is a process. You don't get this full power overnight. But it is a process in you that as the more you study the word of God and the more you read the word of God, the more you get stronger in the things of God. That's why someone may tell me, you know, Pastor, I went to church one time and I heard the preacher preaching, and as the preacher was preaching, I gave my life to Christ. But since then, which happened 10 years ago, since then, I never set foot back in the church. I never picked up my Bible. Well, if you gave your life to Christ, how are you going to know the things of Christ if you never study the Word of God? If you never ask the Holy Spirit to teach you in the Word of God. See, the Holy Spirit got to teach us in the things of God. You see? And we have to trust and rely on the Holy Spirit to reveal those things to us. You see? And he would do it. Because Jesus said, I'm going to pray to the Father that he send you a comforter. He send you a helper. And when this helper comes, when this help comes, it's going to guide you and lead you into all truth. It's going to teach you how to walk like I want you to walk. It's going to show you the way. That's how we live in the light. See, this is not just a one-day thing. You know, many don't open their Bibles up until it's time for Sunday morning when they arrive at the places where they go to worship. But you have to open up this Bible every day. When the disciples was asking Jesus, Lord, teach us to pray. The Lord Jesus showed them example, a model example of the Our Father's prayer. In Matthew, the 6th chapter. And in that prayer, Jesus said, give us this day our daily bread. See, a lot of people were saying, thought he was talking about food. But he was not talking about food of the physical body. He was talking about food for the spiritual body. That means you have to surround yourself on a daily basis into the Word of God to grow into the things that God wants to reveal to you in your life to help you through this life's journey. I can't pick up my Bible once every 7 days and think I will be spiritually strong. I can't pick up my Bible once a month and think I will be spiritually strong. I cannot pick up my Bible once a year and think I will be spiritually strong. You see, I got to pick up my Bible every day. If I don't read nothing but one verse or one chapter, some people read a book in a whole chapter in a day or a whole a chapter in a week. But you have to allow yourself time to get into the Word of God and ask the Holy Spirit to teach you and show you things. And sometimes the Holy Spirit, he'll give you a verse and you'll read that verse. And then he, as you go about your daily life, he will give you a lesson in your daily life of what that verse really means. And while he's showing you that in your daily life, he will show you and he will explain to you why he did what he did to you. And all you could do is just say, Lord, I thank you for revealing that to me. See, walking with God is not a one-time event or weekly event or monthly event or yearly event. Walking with God is an everyday event. How are you going to want to spend the rest of your life throughout eternity with God if you can't find time out of your busy schedule to spend appointed time out of your day, your daily activities to spend with him or to meditate upon his word? You have time for everything else, but you don't have time for the word of God. But yet you call yourself a follower of Jesus Christ. See? When you follow in Jesus Christ, you're going to make time to read the Word of God. Why? Because if we ever needed the Word of God, beloved, hear me good. If we ever needed the Word of God, beloved, we need the Word of God right now. There's never been a time, I believe, in history that we need the Word of God right now. Because, beloved, things are going on in this world right now that is not making sense to the natural man. Because good is on the battlefield and evil is on the battlefield. And good and evil is study clashing every day. You either walking in a good way or you're walking in a dark way. And we must develop an attitude of how we live in the light of God. Remember that when you're living in the light of God, you're living under the Word of God. You're trusting the Word of God. You're taking the Word of God and you're trusting what it says. And you're doing your very best to live according to the Word of God. You hear what I say, beloved? You're doing your very best to live according to the Word of God. And when you find yourself slipping, God has given you a way out, beloved. God said in John chapter 1, 1 John chapter 1, he said that if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us of all our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. See? So even when we mess up, even when we slip, all we got to do is look towards heaven or just say, Father, forgive me for I have sinned against you in the name of Jesus. And God will restore you because his grace and his mercy is upon you. Why? Because you are his son and his daughter. You see? Now, if he tell us when our brother or our sister sin against us, how many times shall we forgive them? What Jesus told them when he asked them that question. Jesus told them not only forgive him that one time, but if he sin against you in a day seven times, you forgive him 70 times seven in one day. Now, if he telling us to forgive one another in a day that many times, how many times do you think God will forgive you in one day if you confess your sin? See? But the enemy wants you to think that God don't want to hear from you because you have messed up. So therefore, you do like Adam and Eve did when they was disobedient to God. What they did, they ran and hid themselves when they heard God coming in the cool of the evening. And that's what many of us would do sometimes. We will run and hide ourselves from God. And beloved, that's not what the Father wants us to do. When you say you're living in the light, you're living in a way that where you're practicing the Word of God and you're also repenting when you mess up because we're not perfect. And if someone tells you on this earth that they are perfect, get away from that person because they just lied to you and they can't be trusted. Because if they lied about that, they'll lie about something else. We're not perfect. We make mistakes. We're going to make mistakes in these fleshly bodies. You see? But we strive to walk in that light. We strive to pick up his word and ask the Holy Spirit to teach us and guide us and show us how to be a beacon of that light. How to live what we read and help us to understand what we are reading. And beloved, the Holy Spirit will show it to you. Sometimes he will bring other people in your path that's more has been walking his walk a little longer than you have, that's a little bit more spiritually stronger than you, and he will use them to explain to you exactly what that verse means. Because they have a testimony of how God brought them out of that situation concerning that same verse. And God would do that for you. See, when we live in the light, we didn't shine ever so brightly. We don't look like the world, but we look like the light of the Word. See? We look like our Lord and our Savior, our Master and our King. We look like him. We act like him. We walk like him. Because why? Now he has manifested himself in us. He will manifest himself in us, and he will shine through us. You see, beloved. And we can live in the light of his word. I'm going to read verse 12 again. But as many as received him, you got to receive him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Now, beloved, you ponder that verse in your mind and your spirit today. The Gospel of John, chapter 1 and verse 12. And you ask yourself, have you received him into your spirit, into your heart? Do you trust him? Do you believe in what he did? And beloved, if your answer is yes, well, you're being transformed each and every day. Because every day you pick up that word is transforming you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Every day you're growing. Every day you're getting stronger and stronger. Though sometimes it may seem like you're not moving. Sometimes it may seem like you're not getting strong. But beloved, you're getting strong every day in the eyes of God. Because why? The light has shined on the darkness that was trying to control your life. And when that light shines, the light can only shine from the word of God. And when that light shines in your life, beloved, you are now living in the light because you're living in the word. And if you're living in the word, you're walking in the word. And if you're walking in the word, you're acting upon the word. And if you're acting upon the word, beloved, glory be to God, you're giving glory unto the Father. You're glorifying God because now you're making a choice to live according to the word and not according to the flesh. And this is pleasing in the eyesight of God. God is not ashamed to call you his son or his daughter because you're walking in that word now. You're walking in the light of God's word. You see, beloved. So today, beloved, continue to pick that Bible up and continue to walk in the light of the word of God and allow the word of God to transform you into what he wants to transform you in and give him all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. And beloved, I pray today that something was said that will glorify you and lift you up in the things of God. Beloved, I'll see you again here next Saturday. At the same time, go in peace and may God's richly blessings be yours.